This is Hired, the Good Karma Brands recruitment show. Looking for your next great career? You're in the right spot. Here's your host, Brian D.
A state of the union for GKB with our chief of staff. Welcome to Hired, the GKB recruitment show. My name is Brian D., your host and the director of content with ESPN Milwaukee. On today's episode, we will check in with GKB's chief of staff about the state of the company as a whole and her career trajectory. And we'll head out to Madison, Wisconsin, and talk to one of our up-and-coming content creators, Pablo Iglesias. He'll walk through the big eight questions about what it means to be an awesome teammate with Good Karma Brands. That is all coming up on today's edition of Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. I don't know at what point in your career you graduate to longtime GKB teammate, but I feel like Elizabeth Brust is now a longtime GKB teammate. She joins us now on Hired, the GKB recruitment show. She is our chief of staff. It is Elizabeth Brust. Thank you so much for jumping on. I feel like the first time we met, I might have been part-time and you were an intern.
Totally.
This was almost 10 years ago now. It's crazy to think about the career growth for both of us. But for those listening, you're now chief of staff for GKB. Mm-hmm. You work closely with our CEO, Craig Karmazin, every single day. Take me back to the beginning, though. What do you remember about the start of your GKB career?
Yeah, what's so funny is on paper, I'm 6 years into my career at GKB, but I've had people say to me, oh, you seem like you've been here forever. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure like what exactly that is, but it really has only been 6 years. So I interned with the company, and at that point, honestly, was not when I fell in love with it. I kind of took it for granted as like I didn't know anything different. When I graduated from school, I worked elsewhere, and then I experienced something different culturally. Mm-hmm. And some people, that doesn't totally matter. For me, I realized how much it did matter and how much I want to enjoy the people that I work with. And so then I came back to Good Karma full time. I have been in the communication space for my entire career here, starting as a coordinator and then director, and now I'm our director of administration. So I manage all of our executive assistants in the company who support our leadership team, which is helpful because I work with Craig on a day-to-day basis as chief of staff, and his ideas and values can be aligned with the rest of the leadership team and those that support him. So it all kind of works together.
So I think one of the coolest things about GKB is our proximity to Craig every day. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean you and me and our producer, Chris. I mean every teammate in GKB. Like, Craig meets with everybody that we hire.
And yep.
It's amazing that he takes that time and that care to craft our team. And I think it's what makes our team so unique. Working with him every single day, what do you observe? Like, what sticks out with your proximity to him, maybe closer than anybody else?
Yeah, he is an activator. So things move and happen very quickly, which is why I love day to day, but it also is probably the hardest and most stressful part. We just hired two software engineers that report directly to Craig, but I'm helping be kind of an extension of him to manage. And when they were onboarded, typically you schedule a one-on-one meeting with those that you manage. And he told them both that he was not going to have one-on-ones with them, that he wants them to just come in and ask him questions whenever they have them, which is awesome that we have this open door, transparent type of environment. Also can be very distracting when there's constantly teammates coming in and out of our office throughout the day, which again, makes it so fun. But some days at the end of the day, I'm like, I did not accomplish what I wanted to today because there was a lot of laughing and joking around happening, which again is great, but it also is the kind of the culture that he has built.
Yeah, for sure. Elizabeth Brust is our Director of Administration and Chief of Staff for Good Karma Brands. She joins us here on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. You mentioned Activator. Mm-hmm. That's one of our strengths. We do a strength finder test internally with GKB. That's one of Craig's strengths.
Yep.
I looked up yours, and you and I actually share a handful of these top five, my favorite of which is empathy. You and mm-hmm. I both share an empathy strength, and I'm curious for you, because it shows up for me a lot in the teammates I manage in our relationships. How does that show up for you on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, I would say it's so funny because Craig and I had a long running joke of he said that he couldn't really see my empathy. I'm a pretty direct person, but I like to say that my directness is a way of being kind, that I'm being straightforward and upfront with you, and that's because I trust you and I want you to get the feedback and grow. Sometimes that can be taken the wrong way, so I think that that kind of is why the joke started. But my empathy really shows up in those that I care about and those that are hard workers. There's a lot of people that I manage that would raise their hand to do anything if asked. And I think I empathize with them when they're having a hard time at work or they're going through something with their family. And I have a hard time not carrying that emotion with me.
Yeah.
But I would say I don't have empathy for everyone, which probably sounds terrible. And but that's kind of how it is, though. You don't have to have empathy for everyone to be an empathetic person.
Sure. You empathize with struggles that you identify with.
Yes.
Right? If somebody is burning out because they're working super hard, there's empathy in that situation and you can take care of them. And I bring this up very specifically and intentionally for this conversation because I think it gleams some insight into the way that some of our best managers manage. And I think it's one of the coolest things about GKB is that we really care about the strengths of our teammates and identify those things and call those things out and try to lean into those things. And it feels like you are somebody that uses that strength finder every single day with the teammates you interact with.
Yeah, totally. And I think that what's most important about strengths is being aware of them. I recently had a situation happen. So my top strength is restorative, and it's basically in, you know, layman's terms, it's being a problem solver and enjoying problem solving.
Another one you and I share.
So a situation happened at work and I jumped straight to a conclusion. I was solving the problem, but it really wasn't the right answer to the problem. And something that Craig brought my attention to was that our strengths can also be something that, because there are strengths, we lean into them so much that sometimes they're not always right in the situation. And so this particular one, you know, I didn't need to solve the problem right away. I kind of just needed to sit with it and be uncomfortable with it and learn from it before I solved the problem. Yep. So, you know, your strengths, it's all about being aware of them and using them in situations where they work, but also knowing that they don't work in every situation.
For sure. Elizabeth Brust, our chief of staff, to Craig Karmazin, director of administration for our home office, joining us here on Hire the GKB Recruitment Show. Let's go 35,000 foot view. We're through the clouds. People are serving drinks now on the plane. Heading into 2026, you have a lot of insight and proximity to where GKB is going. And this show is for potential teammates, right? When you look at 2026 and what you know about 2026, what excites you? Whether it's here in Milwaukee, whether it's GKB wide, what are the things that really get you going?
Yeah, I'll say GKB wide. And it's not just next year. It was this year. It was the year before. And it's going to be 2027 and 2028. It's always the vibe that Good Karma has. I think because it was started by a very entrepreneurial spirit that we're always kind of living in that space of like, what's next? Right now, I would say the hot topic and the main thing is AI. It's how we can improve our current workflows with AI and what does that world look like in the space of media. You know, our team, we want our team to be really great at using that tool. And it's not about eliminating people. It's more about being more efficient with the people that we have. We oftentimes, and I think this is okay for me to say, that AI won't take your job, but someone who knows it will. So for those out there that are looking for jobs or are applying for one, particularly with Good Karma, knowing that as a tool and resource will be important in your interview process and when you apply for roles.
I think that's great advice. And you know, one of the cool things that I've observed as we've kind of jumped into this AI world with GKB is specifically with you, I've seen you going around the office here in Milwaukee to specific teammates and coaching teammates, even though you might not be an expert, you're at least trying and wrapping your arms around it.
Yeah.
And you're helping others do the same thing. And I think that is so important from a management perspective, from a learning perspective. Whether you're a manager or a teammate, bring other people along with you, right? So whether you're cracking in with your first job with GKB or whether you're 10/6 years deep like Elizabeth is, you know, bringing other people along with you is a huge part of anything that we do, whether it's AI or anything.
Right. Yeah. It's definitely a part of the process. That what's cool about AI is we all were starting at the same place. And so for us all to kind of help each other, commiserate with each other, get frustrated with each other, celebrate together, all those emotions are so important when you're trying to learn a new skill. And so I kind of wanted to be able to show people that, like, that's okay, that you can be frustrated and be happy and be annoyed and feel all the things, but it's just a part of the process. And then I think helping others, like you said, I'm far from an expert on it. I go to one of our other teammates with all my questions because I'm convinced that, like, he is AI now.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's all just a learning process. But what's so fun about it is that we all started at, you know, base level. So.
Yeah, for sure. Elizabeth Brust, our guest here on Hire, the GKB Recruitment Show. She is our chief of staff to Craig Karmazin and our director of administration. A couple of rapid fire questions for you here before we let you go. What do you remember about your internship interview? Like your first interaction in a professional setting with GKB?
I don't even know if I remember the interview.
Was I your internship coordinator,
no,
or was it somebody else?
Your wife was.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, was I allowed to say that?
Yeah, you're allowed to say that if I'm allowed to say that your significant other also works here. So
yes.
It's okay. Now we're back on human terms.
No, I don't really remember the interview process, to be completely honest with you. But I do remember at the end of my internship, I met with Craig because I was going to potentially work full time for Good Karma. Mm. I decided that I wasn't because I didn't realize what I wanted. And I remember very specifically during my meeting with Craig, he was telling me about the reality TV that he was currently watching.
Yep.
And I am a big, you know, watch other people yell at each other on television to make myself feel calm type of person.
Sure.
That reality TV guilty pleasure. And so in that moment, I was like, oh, my gosh, the CEO is talking to me about these like trash TV shows that I also watched, like, maybe this is the place for me. So that'll always stick in my head as a memory.
That's pretty funny. All right, last one for you. One piece of advice, and you already talked about future teammates, you know, wrapping their arms around AI, which is an unbelievable gift for people to hear if you're trying to get, you know, your foot in the door with GKB. Piece of advice for somebody listening who wants your job 5 years from now. What would you tell them?
Say yes to everything.
Yeah.
No job is too small. You'll get the big ones and you'll get the small ones. And it's about your attitude doing all of those jobs that makes you a good teammate 5 years from now. That's how I view our leadership team. Those who are the best leaders here are the ones that say yes to everything and have throughout their career. It almost becomes a fault that you say yes to too many things and it becomes too much of a workload. But
I do think people notice, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll give you a perfect example right now. We are in between basically front desk receptionists, people to be the tip of the spear for our office here in Milwaukee.
Yep.
And you have created a rotation of teammates that are serving shifts at the front desk and welcoming people into our office and our studios. And like, I you haven't talked to me. I would love to sign up for one.
Yeah.
Put me on the schedule.
Yeah.
But it is cool to see the people. There are people you wouldn't on paper expect to be
executive vice presidents.
Exactly.
Yep. Like, our CEO, Craig, actually wanted to. We told him he couldn't unless his EA was supervising.
Yeah.
And also because he would talk to everyone that nothing would actually get accomplished or done that needed to up at the front desk.
Yep.
But yeah, that's kind of a cool thing that we're doing right now is we're having teammates from all different kinds of roles, marketing, content, sales, do a 4-hour shift up at the front desk and really learn like what it takes to be that first person that greets our guests when they get to the office. And people are loving it.
Yeah.
Like everyone is asking me for shifts and it's become a thing where everyone wants to be involved. And
but it speaks to that mindset of high performers are going to perform the highest and people that are those high performers are going to say yes to every opportunity, no matter how small it may be perceived. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your management. Thanks for jumping on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
More next on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. Welcome back into Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. Joining us now, I love when we get to say titles. I don't think titles matter in terms of our teammates, but sometimes the titles that exist within our company lend credence to some of the cool things we get to do. He's our digital content specialist at ESPN Madison. Just one part of what he does. It is Pablo Iglesias. Pablo, thanks for jumping on, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. I appreciate it. I mean, to echo off of what you were saying, it's we all wear a bunch of caps, and I'm a huge hat guy anyway. Although I'm not sure if there's a video element to this too, but did the hair make sure I was good to go? But I know most of this is audio first for this show. But either way, yeah, like you said, we wear a bunch of hats. I'm a hat guy, so I just feel like it's pretty natural, pretty flow, pretty much go with the flow type of thing and who we are out here.
I regret to inform you there is no video element yet.
Ah.
It is on the list for Hire, the GKB Recruitment Show 2026. We'll get it going, but I can confirm I can see you on Teams and your hair looks phenomenal. what does a digital content specialist at ESPN Madison do? Before we jump into the Big Eight questions about what it means to be an awesome teammate with GKB, what is your day-to-day at ESPN Madison look like?
That's like a question in itself that kind of feels like it changes every day with being the digital content specialist and then also hosting a little bit here and there for our Badger show, typically, which you can hear across ESPN Madison and the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channels on Thursdays, 12:30, Jim Relich and myself. We've been really diving into a lot of Badger stuff this season, too. Some good, some bad. Basketball's tipping off this week, too. So, it's like I said, it's a huge balancing act, too, of making sure of working with producers, of figuring out what show clips are going to be good, what we can, just because it happened in the 2-hour frame on Thursday, that doesn't mean it can't live on social media the next two days or even that following Monday. So it's about, again, being as the digital content specialist, figuring out different strategies, working with producers, working with teammates, working with, our sales and marketing crew as well, putting the campaigns together. It's, like I said, in a super, super tight nutshell, that is what, to an extent, of what the digital content specialist does. Obviously, getting to put some cool content together, too. Getting to make some, essentially, like as Maddie Hayes and I over the Milwaukee office, we like to cook. That's how it goes.
That's right.
That's what we do as a digital content specialist. So it's putting on that creative cap, basically throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks, but doing it in a fun way. Essentially, I'm a big so I grew up a theater kid to talk about that too. It's the element of improv of yes and.
Yeah.
It's always, even if the idea itself might not be exactly what you cooked up, it's don't feel like that first idea basically that you come up with is what you have to ride with. It's about the process. It's about working through that thing. So in the grand scheme and more of a larger, big picture, general sense, that's what it is. It's ideation. It's building. It's working with teammates in so many different facets here and with what we do.
Love that mentality. Well, Pablo, let's jump into the Big Eight questions about what it means to be an awesome teammate with GKB. The first of which is, do I have to be a gigantic sports fan to work with Good Karma Brands?
No, but obviously it helps.
Sure.
It definitely, it's good. I think what we love the most and what I've honestly loved the most too is being curious about, especially on the digital side too. Of course, we do a lot for what's fans, partners, and teammates essentially, and especially for the fans too. We got passionate fans, but also we want to make sure too, it's like you, for our shows, especially for our hosts too, we look at it this way of you come for the sports content, but you stay for the personalities.
Yeah.
That's, I think, whether it's for the on-air side or just in general, too, it's about the personalities of it. It's about who you are. So I would say, obviously, yeah, if you're a big sports nut, 100% come through with us. But there's a lot more other opportunities, too, especially knowing over at the home office with The Truth, with WTMJ. Mm-hmm. If you're a big news head, I mean, WTMJ just rocks. There's no other way. There are definitely probably other ways to put it. But with WTMJ and their news coverage, yeah. I mean, that's an essential thing, is that it's so critical with what WTMJ does, with what The Truth does with their shows, and using that platform for good and just trying to keep having those conversations.
Question two of the Big Eight, Pablo. It is said in some circles internally and externally that GKB's not for everybody. Do you agree with that?
No, I mean, honestly, I think it goes back to trying to remember which to kind of pull back the curtain a little bit of the 12Q, which Craig Karmazin comes in and visits, which I was impressed to know that Craig comes and visits every single market. Like, this is one of like the top guy, if not the top guy, yeah, in Good Karma Brands, visiting every single market to talk about surveys, to talk about how each market is doing, to figure out, okay, hey, here's where we're thriving and here's where we could improve. to have that FaceTime one-on-one with him is awesome in itself for those opportunities. And I think what really resonated with me early on with one of the first visits that I got to experience was essentially him emphasizing, don't try to fit the culture, be in addition to the culture, be your own type of influence, add your type of flair. Essentially for me, what is Pablo's flair to GKB? What can I add to the office? How it's not trying to fit the mold, it's trying to expand the mold. You know, it's a room may be already designed in a certain way, but you know what? Sometimes a little bit of the wallpaper, you could freshen up a little bit. Maybe you want to put a new fresh coat in that room, something like that. So just because a room is finished and what it looks like doesn't mean it can be changed up a little bit. So that's my philosophy. Yeah. And again, like going back to what Craig said about just putting your own stamp on it, like making sure. So again, it's if people were to say like it's not for everybody, I mean, hey, like it's not about, again, trying to fit the mold. It's more about trying to figure out like how can you put your stamp on this? How can you make your imprint? That's just how I go about things every single day too, in general.
Yeah, I love that. You know, the analogy I love to use with teammates I manage, and I grew up in Western New York as a Buffalo Bills fan. Their offensive coordinator, Joe Brady, uses a quick phrase, be you with us, right? We don't want you to be anything but yourself, but you can be yourself within the context of who we are with GKB. And a big part of that, Pablo, is our core values. Listen, be honest, work hard, over-deliver, follow through, and teamwork. Which one of those six core values resonates the most with you in your career at this point?
Before I jump into this, I got to ask if I could cheat a little bit. There's two that I feel like really resonate super, super heavily. Can I choose to?
Absolutely.
All right, sweet. I love it. No rules here. I love it. I love it. All right. I would say, if anything, listen and teamwork. I think first off, teamwork, it goes back to, you know, what I remember just from a lot of mentors, coaches in high school had said to me of, you know, you could have all the talent in the world. You could be the most talented bunch. You could be good at this. You could be good at that. But if you don't work as a team and you're not coachable, then you're not going to be as successful as you think. I think, again, like I said, you could bring talent, you could bring all the knowledge, but other things that I've learned over time too is how to work as a team, how to be resourceful. Another side too, I was a tour guide actually in college. And when I was going through training, I distinctly remember this advice of, don't feel like you have to be the person that always knows the answer, but know where to go to get that answer. It's about being resourceful. So I think in my mind, that is what I've always appreciated from a teamwork side. And that's exactly what we do here. You know, with our new content manager, Ashton Rotman, coming in. I mean, he's been a dog. He's been an absolute beast.
Yep.
Ryan, I know you guys have worked side by side for a long time. I absolutely love the ideas and the mindset, the mentalities of, hey, we're all in this together. I said this in a meeting yesterday too, of let's make sure that it's, if you see something, say something on social. Let's not fall into the bystander effect of, hey, you know, Wildian Tausch, somebody said an absolute banger right now. But if I'm just listening to it and I don't say anything and I'm just assuming that other people heard it too, then that doesn't help. So by communicating, by being a good teammate and reaching out and working together, hey, I can't clip this right now, but I think this is a great point. I would love it if somebody was able to either clip this, send this to me, or if somebody could get this out ASAP, that'd be dope. That's teamwork right there.
No
and
doubt.
Listening, I think, is another element is, you have to listen. You have to, like I mentioned, you know, again, with parlaying the, you could be as talented as you want, but if you're not coachable, then what's the point, really? So I think that's where listening comes in. Listening comes in, and it's who you are. It's trying to be better. It's trying to know that, you know, I say this in a way where I was just thinking about this, and I said this actually to a class I spoke with a couple weeks ago, of there's a difference between confidence and arrogance.
Oh, yeah.
I think if you walk into a room and you walk into a job interview, say so to where people like kind of count themselves out. So I always say, hey, go into that room and act like, you know, you're empower yourself type of thing. And sometimes people are like, oh, is that kind of being too arrogant? I'm like, no, it's being confident. So the difference between, real quick, not to get too sidetracked on this, but the difference between, I think, like confidence and arrogance is, like, arrogance, I think somebody kind of walks in thinking, keep it clean here, they're blank, don't stink when they walk into a room. But confidence is knowing that everybody's blank stinks, but you know what? You know who you are. You know the skill sets that you bring. Again, as I said, be the best version of yourself. That's the difference between confidence. And I think, you know, when it comes to listening, when it comes to asking for advice, when it comes to being vulnerable too, owning up to your mistakes, man. Like, listening, I think, is such a huge, huge key, and not just feeling like you got to always talk, you got to always be a part of that. So I think listening in so many different ways is so, so crucial. So I like I said, I think teamwork and listening. Thank you for letting me cheat and choose two of them instead of just one of the six.
Yeah, we'll rapid fire through the second half of the Big Eight with Pablo Iglesias, our digital content specialist with ESPN Madison. GKB teammates change jobs and career paths all the time, Pablo. Why do you think that happens so much?
To talk about for me real quick, I actually started as a producer. I've been with the company for a little over a year, and really the digital content specialist was something that was brought up to me. It was, hey, we know you have the skill sets. We know that this might be the fit for you if you trust us. And I think it's a lot of different conversations of going back and forth and trying to figure out, you know, what the right path was for me, but knowing too that people believe in me. People believe in the skill sets that I have. So ultimately I think it comes from a place of trust. I think that's where, you know, people have been in different roles, they've been in different positions, but ultimately too, a lot of things, if not everything, honestly, almost threads together more than we realize in this company. So the more hats, again, that you can wear and the more open to opportunities that you are, the more doors that are going to open for you.
Question six with Pablo Iglesias, our digital content specialist for ESPN Madison here on Hired, the GKB recruitment show. A lot of radio companies, Pablo, have reduced local content. We've done the exact opposite across the country with GKB. We've cranked it up to 11. Why do you think we operate that way?
I mean, it's giving the fans what they want here at home. You know, you could go and watch national highlights. Heck, you could even catch national highlights on your phone or the national conversation. Still great stuff, don't get me wrong. But like I said earlier, it's especially with our talent too. You come for the sports content, you stay for the personalities. You know, you don't get that on every single thing that you consume. So I think one, it's the personal local touch. And two, it's about just it's really like what matters to the people at home, what matters to your fan base, what are they fired up and passionate about? And the more that you lead with, as we say, with on the content side, the poke, the passion, the opinion, the knowledge and the entertainment to break down that acronym for content. If you deliver that in a way that fans can relate to, that's why we do the local content. That's why it's so important to make sure that you keep those roots here close to home.
All right, we'll skip forward to the last one, the most important one here, Pablo. If you had one piece of advice for somebody interested in working with GKB, they're on the careers page right now looking at open roles, what would you tell that person?
Dive in, man. It is a little scary sometimes when you start to dip those toes into the water, but once you're in, just go for it. Don't be afraid to admit like, hey, like I might not know exactly what's going down, or don't be afraid to ask for help. You know, if you just fall on the ground and you're just kind of laying there, nobody's going to know how to help you up unless you put your arm out. Just extend that arm out, even like if something goes a little out of left field. I think that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of, you know, trusting teammates, is that we're here to pick you up. Sometimes I'm not going to lie, I've been in situations where I'm like, man, like, got a lot of things piled up, but also, like, I remember teammates saying, don't forget to rely on each other. Like, and it took a little bit for me to learn that. Don't get me wrong. I'm very passionate, love what I do, but also need to recognize too, it's not just me. Like, it's not just all on me. Like, I can reach out to teammates. I can make sure, like, hey, like, yeah, if I could get some help out here, people are like, yeah, absolutely. Let me jump in and help out there. The first initial thing though, like I said, you're not going to be able to do anything until you ask for help. So I would say, like I said, dive in and don't be afraid to ask for that help and extend that handout.
Awesome stuff, Pablo. Thank you so much for jumping on with us. We appreciate it. He is Pablo Iglesias, our digital content specialist with ESPN Madison. Have a great day, buddy. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
We will wrap it up on the other side. This is Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. For more information on any open roles within Good Karma Brands, head on over to goodkarmabrands.com/careers. That is goodkarmabrands.com/careers. Big thanks to Elizabeth Brust and Pablo Iglesias, as well as our producer, Chris Larson. My name is Brian D., your host and the director of content with ESPN Milwaukee. This has been Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show.